So what does it take to be a successful entrepreneur? Do you have what it takes? Do you have drive and passion and desire, but you just don't know how to put it all together? Well, we have got the show for you. Join Daniel O'Griggs. Each week, he's going to break it down. Daniel's going to show you how to go from A all the way to Z. It's the Inspired Daily Grind with Daniel O'Griggs.
All right, this is the Inspired Daily Grind. Everybody that's listening in, I definitely appreciate your ears. I definitely appreciate you tuning in right now. I don't care if it's your first time listening, your second, or if you've listened to every single podcast. I definitely appreciate it. If it is your first time listening, or if you listen to me often, the Inspired Daily Grind, it's all about just being authentic, the real. I mean, everyone has a story. I'm all about bringing out everyone's story. That's what entrepreneurship is all about. We have so many people that have incredible stories. If you go to DanielO'Griggs.com and go to podcast, you can see all of the past episodes. I mean, we had a U.S. veteran who started up a lawn care and landscaping business from scratch. We had Greg E. Hill, who was like homeless and built up to what he is right now. We had one of my good buddies, Daryl Stevens. He has a heck of a story. I mean, molested as a child and all types of stuff that actually helped him build up and strengthen him as a person. I mean, go to DanielO'Griggs.com. Check him out, as well as I hope you're on the website right now when you listen to this one, whether you listen to it live or you listen to the podcast. Today, we have Whitney and Cassie. They are the owners of My Brilliant People. Whitney and Cassie, how are you doing today?
Doing great. We're doing awesome. Thank you.
Thank y'all for being on the show today. So we got both of y'all. So we're going to, I mean, of course, we'll go one at a time. So we'll start with Miss Whitney. So I know you both of y'all have built up your business together. Both of y'all have a really good background and journey to how you got to where you are right now. Whitney, just starting off with you, what's your background and then what kind of brought you and Cassie together to begin My Brilliant People.
Well, it's interesting. Cassie and I knew each other for several years just through some mutual friends, but had never really, we didn't know each other very well. And I was previously working for a company called Cliff Bar and I was a marketing manager, a field marketing manager. And I was probably 5 years into that career when I got a call from Cassie one day. And she had just started digging into a sort of self-led leadership program. And she thought of me. It makes me laugh still, but she called me up and said, "Hey, I think that this is something that you might find interesting. And I'd love to, you know, share it with you." And so we sat down and I was definitely not feeling like, I wasn't trying to climb the corporate ladder. I wasn't trying to take my manager's job or anything. So initially I didn't necessarily think it was for me. And then, you know, lo and behold, after a few conversations and listening to some good information, I realized that it was really, you know, it wasn't specifically or necessarily about corporate leadership. It was really about, you know, being a leader in your own life and, you know, how I choose to treat my husband, how I choose to raise up my kiddos to be healthy, functioning individuals that, you know, want to give back in the world. And so once I figured that out, I went for it and just started digging into it. And Cassie introducing me to that program is what launched me into this whole world where I realized, wow, like there's just so much information out there that the world needs. Mm-hmm. And I spent 2 years digging into this information and, you know, reading great books and listening to great success talks and going to seminars and conferences. And I walked away after that 2 year mark and I ended up getting rave review on my end of year at Cliff Bar, and I got bonus and a raise and, you know, my manager telling me how much confidence I had and how much she had noticed all these changes. And I just
To cut you off real quick, but I love the fact that you said that you took 2 years and read books and went to seminars and just like put so much education and so much positive things in your life and your spirit and just everything. And then, you know, at that 2 year mark, again, you know, I guess you can say when you filled yourself up with enough and you got the knowledge and everything, that's when you kind of walked away and or went the direction and path that you feel like you needed to do. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people just kind of jump the gun and they don't understand that you kind of have to build up to a point to where then you can walk away. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think that was huge. And I think it was awesome having the support. You know, Cassie and I were kind of on that path together, but individually, you know, on our own path, but we were encouraging each other on that. And that was, yeah, it was huge impetus down the road for me to leave.
Cool. I like that. So Miss Cassie, since you're the one that introduced us to these materials and that helped her and boost her, how did you get introduced to it? And what's kind of your background and your journey to entrepreneurship?
Yeah. So, I went to school at Texas A&M, graduated mm-hmm. with a 4-year bachelor's in psychology because I wanted to understand people and knew I needed money for grad school to do anything with psychology, and so went into the corporate world thinking I would do it for this job for 2 years working for Accenture, and somehow 2 quickly turned into 10, quickly turned into 15 years. In all, it was 20 years that I was there, but 15 years into it, I really started having this gnawing feeling on my heart of, wow, I think I was supposed to do something else. I think I was supposed to be here for a period of time and then go out into the world and help people more directly. And mm-hmm. so I loved working with Accenture people. I loved working with our clients, but it was really the client's clients. So, you know, the Health and Human Services client or the Department of Family Protective Services client that I was interested in really working with directly. And so while this stuff was stirring around in my head and in my heart, an acquaintance of mine named Rosemary, said, hey, why don't you see what I'm doing in leadership development and ask me, you know, had I ever thought about doing something different career-wise? And at the time I said, no. I said, no, I can't even believe how fortunate I am. I make good money. I was able to carve out a part-time role. I work with inspiring mm-hmm. people. No, never thought of doing anything else. But really, I had been thinking about it. I just didn't ever see a path to switch. And I really didn't know what it was that was unfolding. But I got exposed to, just like Whitney, great audios, great books, great mentors. And that gave me the courage to become an entrepreneur. And so I actually stepped out of my job at Accenture, kind of weaned myself off with a little leave of absence and going back in and then finally exiting and wanting to bring the leadership program to other companies, organizations, individuals. And at the time, Whitney and I were not partnered up. I was, you would call me probably a solopreneur trying to do everything by myself. And what I realized were some significant gaps, you know, based on my personality, how I'm wired, what my strengths are, they come with equal weaknesses. And so when Whitney was interested in exiting her corporate job, we started this journey together, and it has been so amazing. We are opposites in many ways and fill each other's gaps in many ways.
And I like that because when it comes to leadership, because of course, you know, Cassie, I met you at through networking, and mm-hmm. I read the materials and listened to some of the audio CDs that you gave me, which were extremely good and inspiring and very mind opening. But leadership is interesting when you talk about leadership, because most people, when you think about leadership, you only think about it from like a career standpoint. Most people don't think about it like how it can impact your life, whether it be your kids, your spouse, friends, any type of relationships. So how do you balance out, or not? I won't say balance out. How can you take leadership in your career and allow it to also be something that you can use in, you know, everything outside of your career or your work life?
I think we'd go
we
for
both
it.
Have that answer here.
Y'all want to decide who's going to answer?
I think that, you know, it's interesting because you can definitely look at people in your life that you have probably either that you know or that you've worked with that might be an amazing person in their corporate environment, but their home life might be, you know, might be really, they might be struggling with that. Or you can look at somebody who's amazing with their home life, but they're struggling on the other end. And so it's just, it's been interesting. It is a balance, and it seems like so many people struggle with that. Mm-hmm. One of our favorite topics to teach is about the 4 basic personalities.
And so we can teach that in a corporate environment. We've taught it in schools. We've taught it to as young as a third grader using the Trolls movie as an analogy and, you know, a limitless age. And so that for us, that's material that I kind of got exposed to in the corporate environment, trying to learn how to be a better person involved with sales. And I wasn't really interested in being involved with sales, and so I didn't take it to heart. But now that I see that information, understanding how people are wired, it helps you in every relationship that you have. It helps you with your kids. It helps you understand your spouse. It helps you understand yourself.
Yeah.
And so we teach it to organizations and businesses, but we try to make it a well-rounded presentation. And quite often our clients come back and say, oh, I realize my child is this and I'm that, and it really makes sense how we, you know, kind of butt heads in this area and so forth.
Yeah, when you talk about that, and you said something when you were speaking, you talked about, you know, understanding or figuring out yourself. I know for me, I even heard an entrepreneurship. My mentor told me, you know, when I first started, he always used to tell me, you know, the more that you, I'll say become a better me, or more understand myself and change myself, that's how everything else ends up changing, right? Which it sounds like, oh, it's common sense, but a lot of people don't really think in that sense. You know, when I became a more patient person, it helped me be a better, I don't like to say boss. It helped me be a better leader to, you know, everyone on my team. So it helped me be a better leader, being patient, being detailed. There's even things that I, of course, communication, right? And so
yeah.
I'm very like I don't give a lot of details. I naturally don't give a lot of details, right? And so my wife, of course, she loves a lot of detail. And so she would make me give her a lot of detail when I express things. And I actually use that with business. And so like relaying things to clients, I tell people, you know, my project manager and everyone on our team, you know, give them a lot of detail, you know, not just, you know, miscellaneous information, but give them actual detail when you're communicating and stuff like that. So there's a lot of things that just kind of, it makes sense on both sides, and it really works out. So from a leadership standpoint, how has it helped you all just from, we'll start off with building up y'all's business and starting that as entrepreneurs with My Brilliant People. And then how does that relay just into your personal life with family and kids and stuff?
So just in terms of understanding leadership, is that the question? How leadership has played into our entrepreneurial journey?
Yeah.
You know, the first step really is to have a vision. And that is where we've spent a lot of time. We've invested a lot of time trying to get very clear, because we are so inspired by another company's program. And we wanted to get really clear on what are we creating to, that is our own special sauce. What is our, there's a lot of leadership companies out there. There's a lot of different programs out there. And what is worth our time, energy, and money to invest in and create something different? And so vision is the first thing. And understand, you know, communication, understanding each other's strengths. In terms of how we're sorting through the tasks and assignments. And that's been huge too, because having been on my own in this field for a couple of years, it was very obvious to me what gaps I needed to have filled. And for Whitney, I think it was a part of just kind of uncovering what role did she want to play. And she has some, just extreme talents in the area of organization and running events and connecting with people on, you know, very intentionally in terms of promotion and so forth. And so I think sorting through assignments has been huge. And just really seeing it tied to our individual life purposes and what's bigger than just career for us has been huge as well.
Yeah. And Whitney, did you have anything to add to that?
No, I think she pretty much said it. I mean, it has been amazing for us just to, it's almost like it's organically happening, but to her point that we are opposites, and because we've both now been steeped in this information for multiple years side by side, but not necessarily working together, it's almost like It comes into actually, it's interesting. It comes into play practically every day. And so our knowledge and the education we were sort of giving ourselves and the time we've invested in ourselves is now paying us back tenfold.
Yeah.
Now that we've started this company together. I mean, it's been incredible. You know, you talk about, we've got funny stories around just ways that we've resolved things because we now have those tools.
Right. But just proactive conflict resolution.
Yep.
Whitney is so good about bringing to my attention something that I'm doing or not doing that makes her crazy. And it really helps when people do that. And so we have the mental hooks to be able to hang it on. It's a very quick conversation and we move forward.
Right.
Where having those kinds of challenges with other people in other teamwork environments is just not as easy if you don't have the foundation.
Well, that right. And when, you know, when we talk about the personality stuff, it makes me, I just cringe now when I look back on my career and mm-hmm. the different issues I might've had throughout my career or struggles or, you know, anything like that really came from not understanding the people I was working with. And so I just feel like it's such an amazing gift to be able to go forward and try to teach this stuff to people who want to learn it because it just makes life so much easier, whether it's in the work environment or the home.
Well, it's really good and it's very rare too. And Cassie was saying that Whitney can tell you something that, you know, you may need to work on or be better at, or that annoy you, something like that. It's really rare that you can actually like have a good enough relationship with someone to where you don't take things so personal, but you understand each other, like you're trying to make each other better, right? Iron sharpens iron. Yeah, there you go. So when you have that mentality, it works and it helps a lot. And I mean, just that itself that's leadership itself, because you have to be able to take criticism and understand that it's constructive criticism, and that, you know, when you help one another, it's things that's just going to help you both not only work together better, but just build your company and get you a lot closer to your goal without someone being offended by anything, but, you know, just taking it and getting better with it. So I really like that. I mean, that shows a really great relationship, especially a business and partner relationship like that. So we got a few questions from a few people on social media. They always hit us up when we got upcoming shows. And so one of the first questions is, we may have already kind of answered this. It's from Cheryl. She hit me up in my DM on LinkedIn. She said, what are you all's favorite or feel is the most important personal leadership quality? So what's you all's strongest leadership quality? I would think that they're different since you kind of y'all sharpen one another. So Whitney, what's your best or your strongest leadership quality that you feel like?
Well,
or is it hard to narrow it down to just one?
That's what I was going to say. It's funny because we've got a book that we have read it's an amazing book in our system, but basically it covers things like, you know, integrity, character, purpose. I mean, and all of those things are important in leadership, and I think they all have a different place. I don't know. I think for me, I just come back to intentional living, mm-hmm. intentionally living for excellence, you know, because intentionality is a really big thing for me. And it's at the basis of everything I think I'm about and that I do. And so for me, it really is that I try to live my life intentionally to, you know, I do specific things to intentionally be a better parent. I am specific around the things that I do to be a better wife and to be a better athlete, to be a better, you know, all these different things. And so intentionality really is a big one for me.
It's so true. And the material that we teach from, I think we would agree, Whitney and I would agree, that what is most important on your leadership journey is hunger. That comes from the authors Warren Woodward and Chris Brady in their book, Launching Leadership Revolution. And hunger really determines, are you willing to stick it out, do the grind, right? And make it happen. And I believe that we both have this like strong, deep hunger. And, yet for Whitney, she really does live her life as she's describing, and she's very intentional. And for me, it's more around significance and purpose, and did I do what mattered when I was on earth? Did I do what mattered? And so what's great about Whitney is she's very goal-oriented. She's very task-oriented. She, you know, she makes sure that if we have something in mind to do, that it gets done, and it gets done well and with excellence. And for me, it's more what I bring is like, okay, what is it that we can do if we can't do everything? What are the few things that we can do, those lever points that can really be significant? What can we really do to shake up this world and help people just shine their true genius out into the world? Because if each person is doing what they are uniquely gifted and prepared to do, then we all live better.
I completely agree with that. For me, I know they weren't asking me, but I'll give my two cents anyways. For me, my best or my strongest quality, I can't say one, but I'll say two of them. One is vision. I have really strong visions. Like I'm a visionary person. I can see myself just like, in a position of success that I want. And then the next thing for me is competitiveness. I'm extremely competitive and I love to compete. Like I passionately love to compete. And so anytime I'm faced with any type of challenges like that, you know, my vision is kind of, I say my vision is just the fuel to my fire. It is what keeps me going. And then my competitiveness is what allows me to, I mean, it's what allows me to win. So I'm very goal oriented like that. So when I look at it from leadership, those are the qualities that I really shed a lot of light on. The last question was, how do you find balance with work life, being husband/wife, father or mother? I feel like I have to choose, focus on career, but lose touch with family, focus on family, but can't pursue my dreams and vision. Is there any balance between this? And I know this may be like a long-winded question. We only got a few minutes left, but quickly, what are kind of y'all's thoughts on that?
Well, in fact, we created a workshop around this very thing because it is such a question and it's been a challenge for us. And when I came across this book, or actually I heard the author speak about it, we were both there, and heard the author speak about this book, Pales. It's an acronym, but it's basically saying you've got all this life potential that, here's a psychology term, you're actualizing into your legacy. And the author, Chris Brady, it's just phenomenal. He asked the question, what in 20 years, what would you wish you had done, right? In 20 years from now, what would you wish you had done? Well, just do that.
Yeah.
And so, right. And so I have no regrets having walked away from a successful career to pursue entrepreneurship. It's a crazy, scary ride, but it's really awesome. And it's even more amazing to be doing it with Whitney as a partner. And I think the two of us, because we know it's not choosing between, you know, am I going to live a life of purpose and significance but have no money, or am I going to have a life of financial gain and outwardly success but no soul, no significance. But there is a way to do both. And so we've got a workshop, Breakthrough to Financial Freedom, coming up on October 28th for women. We have one for men coming up on November 11th. And then early next year, we'll have some other workshops to offer that go deeper into this. But for us, it really is defining what we want our life to look like and building the business around that life that we want. And then using our communication skills to understand, okay, so you want to take a trip and we've got this client that needs us on this day. I understand that's super important for you. I can take this client on my own. You know, it's just that constant communication. And anyone can do that in an organization of any size. If you work for someone that cares about you, they want to know what's important to you. They want you to be fully engaged. And to do that, you're going to have great communication about what fires you up and what's important to you. And that was something that I just loved coaching people on when I was at Accenture, is really being a voice for your own advocate, for your own employee engagement.
And it's
supervisors
very true.
Love that.
And it's very true, because you said something, which I mentioned on almost every show. My mentor told me, which really changed my mindset toward choosing what I want to do with everything, is he told me, choose a business, decide what lifestyle you want to live, and then structure your business and your career around that lifestyle.
Yes.
And then it makes me things a lot. So that definitely helped me out a lot. Cassie and Whitney, thank you so much. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Oh, I was just going to say, it just to wrap that up, that it just really comes down to when you know your why.
You can say
no to everything else.
Absolutely.
And I just want to end with, because you started with the whole idea of authenticity, I just have to say that one of the things that we have said is that we really want to be a catalyst for a revolution of authenticity.
Authenticity. That's what it's about.
I like that. And it is. I talk about that all the time so much. Just being authentic, being real and upfront with your journey. So that's how you really connect with people. Cassie and Whitney,
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on
thank
the show.
You.
You can get in touch with Cassie and Whitney. Go to mybrilliantpeople.com. You can find them on Facebook, My Brilliant People. We're definitely going to put up their LinkedIn links and profiles on the website if you're visiting it right now. Thanks for tuning in. This is Daniel Griggs and Daily the Inspired Daily Grind. Chat with you next week.
Join Daniel next week as he takes you through another walk of how to become a very successful entrepreneur. It's the Inspired Daily Grind with Daniel O. Griggs.